Well, they waited 3 long weeks for today. Students laced up new sneakers, zipped up book bags, and headed off for school this morning. For many kids in BC, today was the first day of the school year after a long, drawn-out labor dispute. Salmon Arms' Jackie Graham is the mother of 4 children, and this morning she sent her 3 sons off to school. And Jackie joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm pretty well. How did it go today?
Oh, it was great. I think everyone was so excited to be back, teachers, students, parents. I overheard one kid at school say it felt like it was Christmas morning.
And did your own kids feel that way?
Oh, definitely. They had so much fun pulling out the lunch kits, the new backpacks, putting on the new sneakers. My little guy last night had all his clothes laid out for school.
And what grades did they begin today?
Grade 1, grade 4, and grade 6.
Did they understand what had happened over the last 3 weeks? What did they think was going on?
Well, they did. I did sort of take the opportunity to bring my kids into what was going on with the dispute and explain it in a way that they could understand. And I actually did have them involved with a parent rally that we did to send a message to the government that we wanted the dispute ended and our teachers back at school. So my kids did understand what was going on. They did appreciate why the teachers had to do this, why things, you know, were taking so long to get them back to school. So the fact that it's now come about, they were absolutely thrilled.
And did you have a chance to talk to any teachers today?
I did. Yeah, I'm the PAC president up at our school. So I spoke with several of the teachers this morning out on the playground, and they live for this. I mean, this is their teachers because they love it. So they were just beaming. I think they're weary after the amount of time that they had to stay out there on those pickets. But you could see they were just so excited to see the kids.
How do you feel now about this whole dispute? Was it worth it, do you think?
I think it was worth it. I mean, the teachers didn't come out with great gains, but they did come out with some gains out of it. But I think the bigger victory here is the awareness that it created, that it opened up a sort of a new following with the parents who hadn't really taken an interest or made it their priority to get involved with public education and to actually be there to support the teachers, but also realizing that they have to fight for what they want for their kids in public education.
And during these last 3 weeks, what did you and your kids do?
We took it as an extended summer. We did a lot of playgrounds and skate parks and time at the beach. I did take a bit of time making sure the kids kept up on their reading and did a bit of math sheets. But really more, it was still, I call it outdoor education. I think playing is a way to teach kids in itself. So that was my part in that.
I take it you're a stay-at-home mom then?
I am, yes.
Okay. How confident are you that your kids' education won't be disrupted again?
Well, we've got 6 years, so it's not to say it won't happen again in their education history. But at least for the next 6 years, we should be okay that there won't be any strike activity.
What were your boys saying at the end of the day today? Were they happy to be back?
They were just absolutely thrilled. You know, happy to see the teachers, happy to see their classmates. They were just super positive and ready to go back again tomorrow.
Okay, Jackie, thanks very much for the update.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Jackie Graham is the mother of 4 kids. 3 of them headed back to school in Salmon Arm today. She's also the Parent Advisory Council president at South Broadview Elementary.